set a tune here. Last year they asked me to sing a song on a CD of Phil's song, so I'm going to sing the tune I did on his CD. It's a beautiful song. I invite you to join me on it. And the ship sets the sail. They've lived the tales to carry to the shore, straining at the oars or staring from the rails. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the anchor hits the sand. The hungry hands have tied them to the port. The hour will be short for leisure on the land. And the girls scent the air. They seem so fair with paint upon their face. Soft is their embrace to lead them up the stairs. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the room, dark and dim, a touch of skin, he asks her of her name. She answers with no shame and not a sense of sin. Then the fingers draw the blinds. A sip of wine, a cigarette of doubt. The candle is blown out, the darkness is so kind. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Then the shadows frame the light. The same old sight, the thrill has flown away. All alone they lay, two strangers in the night. Then his heart skips a beat. He's on his feet. To shipmates he must join. She's counting up the coins. He's swallowed by the street. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the bar hangs a cloud. The whiskey's loud, there's laughter in their eyes. The lonely in disguise are clinging to the crowd. Then the bottle fills the glass. The haze is fast, he's trembling for the taste of passions gone to waste in memories of the past. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the alley, wet with rain, a cry of pain, for love was but a smile, teasing all the while, now dancing down the drain. And the boy reach the dock, they gently mock and lift him on their backs to lay him on his rack to sleep beneath the clock. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Then the ship sets the sail. They've lived the tales to carry to the shore, straining at the oars or staring from the rails. Then the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor.
Thank you. That is by Phil Oakes. I brought a couple copies of the CD with me. It's called What's That I Hear, and it features not only that song and that performance, but also Arlo Guthrie and Billy Bragg and, oh, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul & Mary. Lots of great people doing Phil's tunes. I've been working on a couple new songs this week. Here's one of them. I'll probably do one of the others over at the Marble Stage later, about 6. Set a fire, not a flood next time. The Lord set a fire, not a flood next time. When I seen the tall grass burning, crossing a state 95, I wonder, does that time arrive? You get a million vehicles getting 12 miles a gallon. You get a million vehicles getting 12 miles a gallon. You take a million eight-room homes with the air conditioning always on. I say that planet's temperature will rise. You get a million people on their knees a-praying. You get a million people on their knees a-praying. Governmental laws that will agree with their religion. How many hear the earth when she cries? There's no profit to be made in less consumption. There's no profit to be made in less consumption. And every time I think about it, it only gets me wondering, how long can this planet survive? But I don't believe this will be a popular song. No, I don't believe this will be a popular song. It's got a fine melody and the message, it ain't wrong. But all the money's lined up on the other side. Well, the Lord set a fire, not a flood next time. The Lord set a fire, not a flood next time. When I seen the tall grass burning, crossing a state 95, I wonder, does that time arrive? Yes, I wonder, does that time arrive? Thank you very much. I'm going to do one more for you, and I have to get to a workshop with Pierce Pettis and Sam Pacetti and a bunch of people, Becky Palmer. I've lost my flat pick. By my foot. Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys down front, glad you're here. Donna asked me before my set if I had anybody that had particularly been a mentor to me. For example, she said that she had studied a lot of Doc Watson's music through the years. I've studied a lot of folk music through the years, but one person in particular kind of changed my life, and he was not a musician unless you count playing traditional Ogallala Sioux flute in religious rites as music, which of course it is, but it's a different thing. But his name was Frank Fools Crow, and he allowed me to study for a brief period of time with him on his farm in South Dakota a few years ago. He's the gentleman on the cover of my White Buffalo CD, if you're curious enough to want to see what he looks like back at the Pfaff tent. And one of the things he said to me that I feel is something I learned a lot from was a phrase called going up on the mountain. What it basically means is getting off by yourself for 3-4 days, don't eat anything, don't drink anything, don't have anybody visit you. Figure out what it is that's really bothering you and what you can do about it. So I'll leave you with this song. I hope I'll see you again later today someplace. And I thank you for listening. City, you can feel the air change. There's a kind of hunger going around. Don't matter if you run, boy, there's nowhere to run to. Sooner or later, but you gotta stand your ground. I'm up on the mountain, high above the city, not eating any food. I mean, I will, but I won't. Watching the sky go through all its changes. Don't want a woman, I mean I do, but I don't. Yes, and when you have a woman, you might have to protect her. You might have to stand tall when you know you're right. And there might come a day, boy, you have to defend her by walking away, boy, when you just as soon fight. I'm up on the mountain, high above a city, not eating any food. I mean I will, but I won't. Watching the day go through all its changes. Don't want a woman, I mean I do, but I don't. Subway, looking at the billboards, all the pretty people in their underwear, people rifling the trash cans, sleeping in the doorways, talking about salvation to nobody there. Yeah, I'm up on the mountain, high above the city, listening to the music playing in the night, remembering a man who said, come on and walk me, and forever after, you're gonna walk in the light. Yes, and I'm out on the highway looking for a Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, what energy. I tell you what, that is terrific. Thanks so much. Rod McDonald. And you know, when his little description that I was given to say about him, about how he has a clear voice, insightful lyrics, and creative music make him a favorite at music festivals, it's easy to see why. And everybody's going to probably rush off now and go to his workshop and leave me here with nobody to talk to. But I hope that doesn't happen. But those of you who want to hear more of him can catch him over at the museum workshop. Terrific, terrific. And he also has some CDs available over at the Pfaff booth, right up there in that shady area. And you might want to definitely go check that out. Well, next, keeping up with the schedule here, we have a favorite of the Florida Folk Festival. Mr. Del Suggs is coming up with a couple of friends. And, you know, they try to definitely favor a lot of those musicians who have a true spirit of Florida. Well, nobody can have any doubt about Del Suggs. He told me backstage he's a sixth generational Floridian. Sixth generational. Can you imagine going way back up into the Panhandle area? He grew up in Panama City Beach. And I said, what kind of music do you like to do? What do you write about? And it's easy to see by the names of the CD covers that he has that he does like to write about the coast, songs about beaches. And you want to check out his CDs. They're available, again, at the Friends of Florida Folk Music booth. And they're called, the last two are called Floating on the Surface and Wooden Boat. So that kind of gives you a real good flavor. He's got another CD called Saltwater Music. That's pretty neat, you know. Florida's so diverse, from South Florida and the Everglades and the Keys. And we've got the St. Augustine area, which we're going to feature tonight right here at the amphitheater. For those of you who want to be here for that wonderful finale that we always have on Sundays, we're going to be featuring the St. Augustine area with some of the musicians tonight. But a little bit more about Del Suggs and his friends. He brought up a couple friends with him from the Tallahassee area where they live right now. Pete Winter on bass, and we have Danica Winter doing vocal harmony and percussion. It'll be joining them. And you're in for a treat. I think it's kind of neat. I want to share one story with you here that he told me, because Dell was right here last year. I guess it was on Saturday night during the induction for Gamble Rogers into the Hall of Fame. Dell said he had the honor of getting to introduce the guest that day and the Secretary of State. I wonder if he sings. You know, that would be nice, wouldn't it? He's not listening. It'd be kind of neat to try something different. I think federal law requires that they say, check, check. I heard Harvey Reed do that once. He goes, federal law requires all musicians standing in front of a microphone to say, check. I thought that was a great moment. Sure, they never say anything else, do they? Just check. I am going to tell you this story here in just a second, I promise. Dell was telling me that he was in graduate school in 1977. Boy, that's a little while back. And he was kind of not feeling as good about doing folk music. He didn't think it was a quote-unquote honorable profession until Gamble Rogers came and did about six shows or so. And he said, and then he realized, he goes, his thinking was all wrong. Now he's on the road like 100 shows a year, right, Del? And he's one of the favorites here at the Florida Folk Festival. And I know you're in for a treat when you hear them this afternoon. Check, check, check. So we'll take a listen. Let's put our hands together since you've all been so patient waiting here for Del Suggs and company.
Check, two.
Thanks so much. So much electricity, so much acoustic music.
Stuck like glue to the road. In this midday traffic jam reminds me of where I am. If I don't get outside soon, I'll explode. Been looking out of windows.
The
walls against the glass.
Captain, like a moth to a flame.
Oh, I've been looking out of
windows.
Is bright like a vision in the night on the buildings over 15 floors below. And there are people on those streets that I will never meet. Friends down there that I will never know. I've been looking out of windows. Is not for watching. Don't be outside looking in. Think about what I'm saying.
You know, life is not some game that you can lose or win.
The engines keep the beat here at 30,000 feet, and I'm following the North Atlantic coast. From as far as I can see, this is where I want to be, and I'm doing what I love to do the most. I've been looking out of windows, nose against the glass,
captive like a moth to a flame.
Looking out of windows,
windows
at the world passing by,
and I have no one but myself to blame.
I've been looking out of windows,
windows
oh, I've been looking out of windows,
windows
I've been looking out of windows, I've been looking out of windows.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I got tired of playing the big stage here by myself, so I brought in reinforcements for this weekend. A couple of really dear friends of mine. And I'll be telling you about them a little bit later. First of all, I'll do a tune about my original hometown, Panama City Beach, Florida. Heart of the Redneck Riviera.
Too long. I wear little things grow
sense of perspective. And I worry too much about paying the bills, fighting these battles and climbing these hills, running so hard till I gotta sit down. Sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Looks just like I left it. See her sang at the shore. And the sand crab shovel. Like some people I know. I get working so hard I start feeling delirious. This is just life, it ain't nothing serious. I run hard till I gotta sit down. Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Oh, I got a magic chair. Sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Sinking low, and the tide's rolling in, it's gonna wash us away. But I'm soaking it in, cause I know it won't last. Life is so short, you gotta move fast. I run hard till I gotta sit down. Oh, I got a magic chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me. Chair. It sits on the beach and it takes my cares away. I got a magic chair. Sit down beside me.
Thank you. You are so kind. I cannot believe that some of you folks are actually sitting out here in full sun. This is just, well, I'll tell you what. Now you're moving. Okay. See, that's the deceiving thing about performing on this stage during the afternoon is that there are actually thousands of people listening to you, but they're all under the trees. Well, 90% of them are under the trees. The rest of you, you all have on sunscreen, right? Okay. Please. I don't need that on my guilt, you know. I've got enough guilt. I don't want to think about giving all you folks a rash of that stuff, you know. Well, I want to do a tune, one of my signature, probably my signature tune called Wooden Boat. It's the title tune from my CD Wooden Boat. And a fellow over here playing bass with me today is one of my very best friends and an outstanding engineer, in fact, a sound designer and recordist and extraordinary musician. If you have seen the films Yuli's Gold or Ruby in Paradise, this is the man who did all the sound and all the stuff on that you heard. And he's I'm very grateful that he remastered Wooden Boat for me and we were able to release that on CD. So please welcome Pete Winter. And singing with me and playing percussion is another one of my best friends in the world. And Danica and I have been singing together for a long, long time. And if she sounds familiar to you, it's because you've heard her sing on my recordings. Because she's never been here to perform with me before. So I'm awful glad. Please welcome Danica Winter.
Thank you. was laid in 36, just before the war. The finest red mahogany shipped up from Ecuador. And her bloom escaped the big leagues. Solid native ash, a simple rich man's breathing in the shadow of the mast. Four decades later, I found her at a dock, nearly underwater, and her deck was full of rot. But that hull of red mahogany stand the test of time. $200 later, and that old sailboat was mine. So we pumped and scraped, stripped her down. She was skin and bones. Put her back together like the manual had shown. Tightened up the shrouds and stays, and I cleaned and patched the sails. Spit and polish all around from centerboard to rail. If you're going sailing, then you need a wooden boat. They take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your fiberglass and those Hobie cats and all. Sail them all. I sailed her for a year or two, nearly every day. You'd find me on the water, chasing squalls across the bay. Run out to the island, tack her gently home. She'd heel into the wind, and you could hear her freaking moan. If you're going sailing, then you need a wooden boat. They take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your fiberglass and those Hobie cats and all. A simple wooden boat. Sail them all. The last time I saw her, she didn't look her best. I thought I didn't care, 'cause I was heading for the west. So I sold her to some kid who had my twinkle in his eye. $200 later, and we both said our goodbyes. If you're going sailing, then you need a wooden boat. They take a lot of work, but they're the finest things afloat. You can have your glass and those Hobie cats and all. A simple wooden boat. I'll outsail them all. A simple wooden boat. I'll outsail them all.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's fun to have my friends up here with me. The scary thing about me being a musician is a lot of times I'm having more fun on stage than the audience appears to be having, and that's always troublesome to me for some reason. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you an endangered species. I am a sixth-generation native Floridian and a liberal Democrat.
In the shadow of Plant's pride, a man is selling his own blood just to stay alive. It's a twisted contradiction, selling lifeblood just to live. When you're on the street and homeless, it's all you have to give. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing. Discharge of his gun. It's just another junkie with a monkey in his pipe, lying face down on the pavement, a dead stereotype. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing in the rain, but I am not clean. I am to blame. Are the crackheads on the street? It's the hungry and the helpless and the children we defeat. If I am my brother's keeper, then I truly am ashamed. It is falling all around me. I am standing in the rain. I am standing. I am standing. I am standing.
Thank you. Well, I've always been a real firm believer in providence and divine intervention, and that little secret inner voice that speaks to you from time to time and tells you things that you shouldn't do, and I listen to that thing, and I don't do things when I hear it real clearly. The song we're going to wrap up this little short set with is called You Only Go Around Once, and I used to always jokingly introduce this song by saying this song is called You Only Go Around Once. Don't sing this song to a Hindu. And about 5 years ago, I was performing on the marble stage, and something said, "Don't say that, Del." And so I went to introduce this song, and I glanced over to my left, and there was this beautifully assembled troupe of Indian Hindu dancers waiting to perform. So I hope I haven't offended anyone here today by any reference to your religious persuasion. Well, this is called You Only Go Around Once. Thank you so much for letting us come out and play for you today. I hope you've had a wonderful time at the Florida Folk Festival.
One, two, three, four.
fake to push him. He did what he pleased, he didn't care who was looking. His life in the passing lane became his claim to fame, and he could shame the moon at night. People said he was burning too bright. He'd say you only
go around once.
He'd say you
only go around once.
He'd say you
only go around once.
But if you do it right, once can be enough. She lived in a dream. She couldn't wait for the ending. A waking ideal she learned to break without bending. She moved through life so slow, like she had no place to go. But if she was slow to ignite, her only excuse was her tight. And she'd say, you
only go around once.
Oh, she'd say, you
only
do it right. Once can be enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pete Winter, Danica Winter. Thank you.
Come on, let's give it up for Del Suggs. That was tremendous, Del. Tremendous. All right. Well, we've got a little bit of stage set up to go here. Let me give a few announcements here. I'd like everybody, I hope everybody here makes a stop over there by the Friends of Florida Folk booth and pick up something from one of the musicians here, the Rayford Stark CD. There's just about anything over there that you'd want. The money goes for a good cause and goes to all the musicians, too. So, I'd like to thank Mr. Dale Gross. Is he here? I just saw him putting on suntan oil with his on his back with his shirt on. It was a strange thing. It was going on out there, but I thought I'd mention it. We've got a little bit of Irish, Celtic, contra dance music coming up for you here, and then a couple swamp bands. The Irish were here, and then came the swamp, and that's I know that that was in Ken Crawford's mind when he made this particular part of the schedule. And then after that, there'll be a little dinner break, and we'll come on for the evening performance. How many people were here last night for that tremendous show last night? How many people? What a tremendous talent that was. All those After Dark performers. That was tremendous. The group that's about to come up now are all from around the Tampa Bay area. I remember the days when the Tampa Bay area had practically nobody in this festival. I was just talking to some of these musicians here, and now they're pretty well represented up here at White Springs, and so are the South Florida people. I think that's tremendous. Most of them, I think, are from Manatee County, some from Pinellas County. They've got their main hometown of their band on my sheet here as Palmetto. Does anybody know where Palmetto is? All right. It is one of the cultural centers of the universe. There's Two Egg and a few others, but Palmetto in that part of the country. That's right. I'll introduce a few of the members here. Of course, Sarah Mitchell with the hammered dulcimer, the flute, and the whistle. You'll hear her in a minute. Rob and Deb Zanders are married there, the guitar, mandolin, and the lady on the fiddle. And Virgil Leadham, who's sitting down there to play in that big old fiddle there. They call it a cello. All four of these individuals are teachers, which I think is a great thing. Let's hear it for the teachers. And I guess they have off Monday too, just like the kids, don't you? Okay. When you're in the Tampa Bay area, there's a group called the Tampa Friends of Old Time Dance. They get together and have contra dances, and if there's anybody from that area that's interested, come on backstage after the show and talk to one of these fine musicians here, and they'll tell you how to get hooked up with the Tampa Friends of Old Time Dance. But they travel around, and they do contra dances in different parts of the state. They were in Gainesville the other day. This is a perfect sound for everybody just to kind of lay back a little bit and put your feet up on the chairs and look up at the sky and listen to this beautiful music. Let me present to you from Palmetto, the Friends of Riley.
Guitar on. I'm going to start off with some contra dance music. Set of tunes, starting with one called The Curvy Road to Corinth, written by Larry Unger up in Vermont area. From that, we're going to flow into a traditional Irish tune, The Flowers of Edinburgh, and to finish off with a contra dance favorite called Dancing Bear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You guys are all in the shade.
Thank you, thank you. To the sound man, we did not get a microphone connected here. Could I take the cord out of the impedance converter and connect this? Would you know what number it might be?
2. Next, we'd like to play a set of reels for you.
Thank you.
Star of Munster, Scotland, and finishing off with another, I think it's pure contradance tune, Rockabye Baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'd like Virgil to take out his cello now.
Cello time.
It's one of the few cellos here at White Springs this year.
You should button up your shirt one more button there, Virgil. We're going to break out the Riley String Quartet here for a waltz. You may have heard it off of, is that Fiddle Fever? Midnight on the Water, Luke Thomason.
Have Deb sing for you one for you now. Why'd you switch out for a jump?
That never happens, it just goes right back in tune. Must be the audience.
This one's actually a gospel tune entitled The Greatest Gift of All. And this one's dedicated to Katie and Maggie, the Lord's greatest gift to us. We love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Some jigs for you. If it weren't so hot, you'd have to get up and dance around.
Calliope House, Cliffs of Moher, Morrison's, and Sean Ryan's jigs. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which one do you want to do, Sarah?
Julia.
Yeah. Gonna finish off with a set of ripping reels here. Julia Delaney. Bus stop reel. And the last one, French Canadian reel, Caribou. We're gonna feature Virgil here, the only known cellist to solo on reels, so here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The friends of Riley, they're running a little bit behind, so we're going to be off now.
Hope everybody's having a great time at White Spring.
Hope you enjoyed our music.
That was just perfect music for this time of day. Now I see people are slowly coming in here from, I've been watching through the woods, because they know the next band to come out is a special band from down in the swamps. I've got a couple of ways to introduce this band. I've been given a sheet by the state of Florida of what to say about them, and then also they've provided me with their own biography. The state of Florida's sheet here. The band is, I'll say the name of the band first, the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. Down on Peters Road, apparently there's an Eckerd's drugstore, and on the state sheet here at...
Check. Okay,
I don't really understand this, but anyway, it talks about it. This Eckerd drugstore down on Peters Road, which is in Broward County. It's a strange road that has two or three different names. And it's down in Broward County, real close to where I-95 and Alligator Alley all come together there. Apparently a duck, a Muscovy duck, I'm assuming, because that's usually what we have down there in Fort Lauderdale, a duck walked into the Eckerd's drugstore asking for some chapstick. And picked it up, went to the cashier. The cashier said, will this be cash or charge? And the duck replied, just put it on my bill. Now, that gives you an idea of what you're about to hear. Now I'm going to read what those guys wrote, what they've written about themselves here. Swamp music is a delicious and extremely thirsty blend of roadhouse, country music, and acoustic blues, and celebrates the lives, loves, and lifestyles of swampers living and working in and near the hummocks and sloughs of our South Florida Everglades. Hummocks. I'm hoping that they'll explain what that word is. I've known these guys for probably, possibly about 15 years. Chief Jim Billy had a home one time on the Dania Cutoff Canal way down there in, it's kind of an unincorporated area of Broward County, which is really where these guys are from, the unincorporated Broward. And they called it the boathouse because he had his boat out behind the house. And several of these guys, Boom Slang, Warren, a few of these guys were constantly over at Jim Billy's house playing music in the on the porch out back and taking a ride in his boat every once in a while. So that's where I got to know him. I'll introduce the members of the band. On the tenor banjo, everybody knows Boom Slang. Let's hear it for him. We'd like to give the applause before the band plays because Warren Vander played on the guitar right there at the end with the camouflage cap on. Is that one of those hats with a fake ponytail, Warren, or is that a real? It's real. Okay. Dusty Rhodes on the bass. Legendary Dusty Rhodes plays in many bands down there in Broward County. Mark Goldberg on percussion. All right. And Bob Sweet on the lead guitar. Now, following these guys, there's another stream of swamp music. We're going to have old Whitey Markle up here. Whitey's been coming to this festival probably about 40 years, I think. And then after that, we'll have a little short dinner break, and then we'll come for a really incredible Sunday night of entertainment. I'm looking on the list here, and it's going to be fantastic. around about dinner time, after dinner time, things will start closing down around out in the woods and everything out there. So you need to, if you're planning on buying anything or seeing some of the vendors out there, you ought to think about doing it pretty soon. You know how those prices go down right at the end of the festival. So. Isn't that right?
Come in,
ladies and gentlemen, let's make a warm welcome here for the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
Come in, Mr. Microphone. You know, during the mid-1970s, it was Florida law enforcement officers like Agent Dawson Lawson and his two deputy agents, Agent Fred Hogg and Agent Fred Dogg, patrolling Lake Okeechobee by boat, who kept South Florida free from the menace caused by the controlled substance nicknamed Sawgrass Tobacco. From Okeechobee City to South Bay, there's a path through the water known as Cannabis Way. I patrol it with two agents named Fred.
Keep South Florida free while you go to bed.
If your boat sit low, it'll track my attention. Look for drug indicators too numerous to mention. If you make a furtive move, I'm on you like a bear. If you stash contraband, Fred will tell me where.
Chinka, 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 blink. Plunk.
If you toss it overboard, I'm in the lake up to my lips. The average runner makes exactly 1.5 trips.
You may think your present life is a vale of tears, but running sawgrass tobacco will get you 20 years.
Four miles this side off Canal Point, there's a bait and tackle swamp, rockabilly joint. Name of the owner is Billy Crawdad. 40 years freeholder, this year he went bad. Chinka, 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 blink. Plunk. Load a blue Chevy, pick up over Moorhaven Lock. Driving south around the lake to Billy Crawdad's dock. Past the chain link fence on the old back road. Saw a Chevy swaying with an unnatural load. Chinka, 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 blink. Back it up to Crawdad's after midnight. Me and Fred keep just barely out of sight. Soon Billy puts the contraband board
in his boat.
I grabs him by the face, Fred grabs him by the throat.
This trip was gonna be old Billy's last try, but your best laid plans off and go awry. You may think your present life is a veil of tears, running sawgrass tobacco will get you 20 years.
You may think your present life is a veil of tears, but running sawgrass tobacco will get you 20 years.
Bum, bum, bada, bum, 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 bum. Chinka, 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 blink.
Pow. But it's easy that way, not to worry whether you are untrue. So I can focus on me being me, 'cause I know you're busy just being you. You know, down in Broward County, out in the Everglades, I got a big brown pal who lives in the C-35 canal. And you know, he's just as good-natured as he can be, 'cause he's a Florida West Indian dugong, or manatee.
Come at your home propellers.
I've got a big brown pal in the sea.
You know, deep in the Everglades, at Martha Hoople's boarding house in southernmost Collier County, in the village of Goodland, there are still a few musicians staying there. And Martha continues to keep almost a half a dozen rules posted on the walls of common areas.
Deep in the swamp and on the hoop boarding house, there are five rules posted on the wall. 'Cause she takes in musicians, you know how they get, gathered round the TV in the hall. So, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. Yes, 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 yes
and we play electric bass, and we keep it in its case. Yes, 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 yes,